Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Mr. and Mrs. edition of Tuesday Night Jaw. Mr. and Mrs. 2, the sequel. Did we live in this house when we did it the last time?
I don't know what I did yesterday.
Good. Thanks, wife. Anyway, the reason we're doing this is earlier this week, I recorded a Tuesday Night Jaw roundtable with Matthew Taylor Richards and Christopher Brooker in Chris's house in Manchester. And then when I got it back home and tried to edit it, what happened is... That's what it sounded like. And I put up on Twitter, it's a bit broken, and people were like, oh, it's really, this is how you reduce background noise. It wasn't background noise, it's just one word in two was missing, and it would have been like the weirdest and longest version of Hangman that anyone had ever played. So, welcome.
I'm a robot, ha ha ha.
Thank you. So we're doing this because my wife volunteered to help me put a podcast out this week because I haven't put a Tuesday Night Jaw out for ages because I've been dead busy doing wrestling stuff. I haven't even been home that much over the last month, if I'm honest. So we're going to do a podcast where you guys have asked us a few questions on Twitter because my wife, Stacey, was incredibly popular last time we did this. People loved you being on the podcast. Oh,
thanks, guys.
Just to explain, let me just do the plugs out of the way. Tuesday Night Jaw is on the Distraction Pieces Network. We love the Distraction Pieces Network. We love Scroobius Pip very much. He's our friend. We love him. Also, progresswrestling.com, demand-progress.com, and jimsmorman.com/book. Please buy my book for Christmas. You can now buy signed ones from WH Smith's. Links are on that, jimsmorman.com/book. Various places you can buy it. How to buy it if you're not in the UK and stuff like that. How to buy it on Audible, how to buy it on Kindle, all that stuff. jimsmorman.com/book. Please buy the book. I need to feed our son. And he only eats if you buy the book. That's true, isn't it?
Well, you've stopped breastfeeding him now, so yes.
I have stopped breastfeeding him, yes. I'm going to move over here because I'm aware I'm much quiet. I'm much louder than you are, quiet.
Yes, Oz.
You are quiet. So anyway, just so the lovely Tuesday Night Jaw listeners can be aware, I say this a lot. You're not a wrestling fan, that would be correct.
Well, no, you always say this and I think you're wrong.
But you're not a huge wrestling fan, are
you? No, but I enjoy it, so I suppose that makes me a fan.
If it's on, you watch it.
Yeah.
Like, you're obviously...
And I love, when I could come to Progress a lot, I loved it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you do watch, you watch NXT UK with me as well.
I know who some of the people are now.
Yeah. I know, because you came to... Because you came to Wembley,
I
you'd
don't
not...
just give them nicknames based on how they look anymore. I give them proper names.
What nicknames did you give people?
Spaghetti Head.
Who was Spaghetti Head? Oh, that was Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you came to Wembley as well, which is your first Progress show in a long time.
Yeah.
Where you sat backstage with our boy.
Yeah. Whose brain could not compute.
He didn't know what was going on, did he?
No.
He thought I was in the band that started the show.
Yeah, I think so.
What did he shout when Jimmy Havoc and joined Jimmy Havoc and Paul Robinson's match?
A door. I was like, yeah. A man went through the door and he went, yeah. And then when they came backstage and they were covered in blood, he went, oh, red on him.
Which all deathmatch wrestlers will tell you, Jimmy Havoc and Drew Parker in particular, will say, nothing annoys them more than people tweeting, oh, you've got red on you.
Yeah.
So, we've got a 2-year-old who's up for that.
So, prick already.
He is a little prick, isn't he? So, some people asked us some questions. We used the hashtag Ask Mr. and Mrs. Smallman. I mean, if you're listening to this now and you missed out, like, you can still tweet me them. It's fine. You can't tweet Stacey because her Twitter profile is private. So, yeah. Because there's some weirdos in the world. That's why.
I thought you were going to say there's some weird shit on her Twitter. That's why she's
there is also weird shit on her Twitter. So we're going to answer your questions. It's not going to be a super long one, mainly because we're recording this at 10:30.
Only four people wrote in with questions.
On a Wednesday. We got a few questions,
one
to be fair.
One was me, Mom.
Well, the thing is, I think because you're involved in it, like, so when I do a Q&A, and you know this because you look through my Twitter, but when I do a Q&A...
You made that sound bad.
Not in a bad way. You don't look through it in a weird way.
Stalky.
But what happens is, I do a Q&A, whether I do one on Twitter or I do one on Tuesday Night Jaw, and roughly 80% of the questions are fun questions. Out of that 80%, probably a quarter of them have been asked before, or they're too long for me to answer, so I don't answer them. And then the rest I try and answer, and a lot of them are really silly, like, and a lot of them are to do with things like football and not to do with wrestling or whatever. And then there's about 20% of questions that are just people being dicks to me. Which is now, it is happening more and more and more. And do you know what? Fine.
That's how you deserved, though. Come on.
But if that's how you spend your free time being a dick to someone on the internet, yeah, fine. Whatever. I mute you. I don't even block you because that gives you the satisfaction of saying you're blocked. But most people ask me really cool stuff. I think because you're involved in this Q&A, anyone who wanted to be a dick has just gone, I don't want to be a dick because his missus is involved, so thanks.
Yeah.
Either they're really intimidated by you, which is what they should be, or they're just deciding to cut me some slack for once. So, either way, cheers. Anyway, let's do the Q&A. With the full proviso that sometimes you won't have a clue what we're talking about.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Yes? Good. Question number one.
Okay.
From Jim Taylor. Says, hope the both of you and Claudio are well. He's all right. He's asleep.
The best time.
This is the greatest time of our day. Any parent will agree. They'll be listening to this now going, yeah. Just when they just knock it off and shut up and sleep for a few hours. Number one, if Claudio decides he wants to be a wrestler, who would each of you prefer he be trained by? Now, I would have an answer for this. You may not have as much of an answer because you don't know as much about this.
Well, plus, they might not even be around yet.
That's a good point. I want him to be trained by Pete Dunne. Because in roughly 18 to 20 years' time, when Claudio will be of the right age to wrestle...
God, can you imagine how salty and old man Pete
Dunne. It'd be brilliant. Pete's a salty old man now. He's 25.
Can you imagine?
One of my favourite memories, little weird incidental memories of this year, is when we went on holiday to Orlando and I went to go and do something at the airport and I came back and you were just sat chatting to Pete Dunne.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrangle Claudio.
Yeah, watching Claudio climb all over the WWE United Kingdom champion.
Wired on Skittles.
He was wired on Skittles. So I think Pete would be my answer because he'd probably be training people and he's the best wrestler in the world now, so he'd probably be an amazing trainer by that point. He's already really good at training people and passing that stuff on. I mean, on a general note, how would we ever feel about him being a wrestler?
I don't know. I can't fucking stop him and doing anything now. Well, I'm not going to stop anything when he's bigger than me. Do what he wants.
Well, he's going to be tall, isn't he? So that's we know this. He's already very tall for a 2-year-old. He's 6'2". He's not. He's already really tall. And we've been told he's probably going to be tall. You're pretty tall. You're nearly as tall as me. I'm not particularly tall, but I have got tall people in my family. So...
Alright, showing off.
I'm not showing off. Literally buried myself. You know... When we first got together, if Stace wore heels, I would immediately feel emasculated because she'd be 3 inches taller than me. And I'd just have to just walk behind her looking sad.
It didn't help that I used to just peck you on the top of the head.
It's the fact that we'd go somewhere and you'd be like, oh, bless him, in front of other people.
Yeah.
And I know my role. I think I'd be... Cause someone's asked me this before about how would you feel about him. I just want him to be happy.
Yeah.
Like,
Just out of our hair.
I want him to be happy and have left home by the age of 16. That's all I want.
Because there's so many level-headed 16-year-olds.
All right, I want him to have left by the time he's 18. Is that more acceptable?
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, if I had to pick someone to train him, like, right now, I mean, you don't know that much about sort of the wrestling training and stuff like that.
By the way, I've got a hot water bottle and it's really close to the thing. And last time we did this, when I listened back to it, there were so many gurgling noises that sounded like I had stomach issues, but it's not. It's the hot water bottle.
But why are you holding the hot water bottle there? Because you've got stomach issues.
No.
But that is why you're holding the hot water bottle on your stomach.
It's so cold.
How are you cold? It's roasting in it. Oh,
I need it at least face melting heat.
Thermostat battle. My wife would be cold if we lived in the core of the sun. Oh, God. No, if I had to pick someone to train him now, I'd pick James Drake and Zach Gibson. Partly because their school's not too far from our house, and partly because they're really, really good. And I know they're. But I wouldn't say they should train a 2 year old. That would be weird.
He'd be good at it.
This is a good question from same person, Jim Taylor. Saying, Mrs. Smallman, if Jim got another storyline beatdown, who would you want to deliver it? It's probably her. any wrestler in the world can beat me up. Who do you want? Who do you want to beat
Nobody.
Me up?
Nobody. It made me cry when it happened last time, even though knew it was going to happen. It was horrible.
So, I must have told this story before, but when Jimmy beat me up at Chapter 9, I want to say. I can't remember. It's so
like
long
real
ago.
Grandpa.
Nine?
Nine.
Chapter 9? I can do my grandpa voice or I can do my old West prospective voice. Which is, if you listen to the Frank Skinner podcast, you'll know the only American accent you can do is, sure, I'm going out looking for some gold. That's literally, I played Red Dead Redemption 2 too much. So when Jimmy beat me up and legit knocked me stupid, hitting me in the ear with a slap, and I remember lying in the ring and being a bit out of it, and then coming around because Stacey and Glenn was stood over. It was Glenn, wasn't it, with you at the time? And you were doing, you knew what to do. Wrestlers always used to have long hair so they could cover their faces when talking. And I think I looked up at you and went, did it look good? And you genuinely sort of covered me up and was like, shut up. Shut up, idiot.
Telling you to shut up sounds about
right. Yeah, I mean, it's true. told me to shut up on our first date, didn't you?
Yeah.
Within the first couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't stop talking. Very
it's never
much
worked
right
either. I don't know why I still do it and say it, because it doesn't work.
but yeah, that really bothered, even though like you knew it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
You were crying for real because you didn't like seeing it happen. Yeah. But equally, as most people are aware now, have followed the history of progress, I am not a trained wrestler and did not know how to take bumps, so Jimmy just murdered me for real.
Mm-hmm.
And it all hurt and looked horrible.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want any, come on, there's got, wouldn't you want Az Bears to do it just because you like him so much? For new listeners, Az Bears is what my wife refers to Kevin Owens as because of the Twitter account Kevin Owens Az Bears.
Bears.
So you just call him Bears, don't you, when you see him? Bears. Anyone like Bears to do it?
No.
Walter?
No.
Probably definitely not Walter.
No, I don't want anyone to do it.
It stove my chest in. So that's real love, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
My wife not wanting me to be beaten up.
Yeah.
You want to go through a table, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Like,
I'd be shit at it, but
so
I desperately want
to
do it.
You were desperate to go through a table when Jimmy was our heel champion.
Yeah, he'd have loved doing that as well, because I'm quite
he was up for it. he was up for it.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy's our friend, so like he was up for that. You were up for it. You were still up for it when you were pregnant, if I remember correctly.
Well,
you were less up, but you still wanted to do it.
I don't know.
Probably
not at that moment.
It never, just for the record, it's never come up in a booking meeting that my wife goes through a table for no real reason, because we don't book the Dudley Boys in 1999, so it was never going to happen.
For shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. But
still time.
I'm sad no one's asked me who I'd like to see beat you up.
Who would it be?
I don't know. Who? So, say you... you did my sort of job, so you're a ring announcer or something like that, and but you weren't a wrestler, but we had to do a shocking angle where a wrestler beat you up. Who would you want to beat you up? Could be male or female, but who would you want to beat you up? Who do you think would look coolest beating you up?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I think like Jordan shoulder charging you across the ring would look hilarious for me.
Yeah.
I know you like Jordan, so that would look really, really cool.
She was ace.
She was ace. And her book's on our bookshelf as well. So her first book, she's got two out now. So
it resonates deeply.
Oh, yes. From your old modelling days, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out a lot of men are dickheads on the internet. Who'd have thought? Anyway, thanks for your questions, Jim. Next up is Dangerous Dan. How dangerous are you, Dangerous Dan? It says, who would you both like to see in an I'm a Celebrity Wrestling edition? So basically, in a jungle in Australia, being forced to eat kangaroos' anuses. Anuses or anai? What's plural? What's the plural of anuses? At Jim Smallman, hashtag Tuesday Night Jewel. What's the plural of anuses? Is it anai?
I've never needed to know.
No, me neither. Also, yeah, would it be like eating a barbecue beef hula hoop? On a related note, can I have one of those circular chocolates that we've just bought from IKEA? Marabou? I'm not going to eat it over our new sofa because you did. Stacey ate chocolate on our new sofa and got chocolate on our new sofa.
He was like a proper angry dad about it.
Yeah.
The fabric care kit out and cleaned it.
It's a brand fucking new sofa. This is why we can't have nice things. God's sake.
Yeah.
Anyway. So. Who would we have? And an I'm a Celebrity wrestler. We must stress, neither of us watch I'm a Celebrity. Main reason, a lot of insects.
Yeah.
Second reason, a lot of people who aren't celebrities.
It's the retching. Oh, I've got my phone switched noise.
It's all right. It's not a professional production. I won't worry about it.
You know, well, there we go.
I mean, your phone's always on noisy. I know it wakes people in the middle of the fucking night. But who would we... I mean, who would we want to send there essentially to punish? No, let's not do that. Who do we think... Because that would be really fun, but we're not doing that. Who do we think would fare well when forced to eat cockroaches?
Can I mouth to you, who I think?
No. All right, mouth to me. Who? Yeah, good choice. And you'll never know.
Sliding.
It is sliding, but it's coming towards you, and it's fine because you're dead quiet.
Sorry.
But who do we think... And also, as well, like it always makes someone like really. It gives someone the biggest face turn of their career, doesn't it? Because someone always goes in, and people are like, "Oh, why are they?" And then by the end of it, they're like, oh, I love this person.
Doesn't happen for everyone, I don't think.
Incidentally, the coolest thing I think I've ever done for my daughter involves I'm a Celebrity, which is when Joel Dommett was on it.
Yeah.
And he's a friend of mine. I think my daughter had the biggest crush possible on him from when she was like 13, 14. And I got him to just film a like Merry Christmas message to her. And she lost her mind.
That was cute.
It was the coolest thing. So, you know.
Also, clang.
Yeah, it's not that much of a clang.
We're still living it, come on.
So, who do we think could go in and, like, come out of it like a massive baby face? There's got to be someone. I mean, Hulk Hogan's the obvious one that really needs the baby face treatment. But I don't think even that could save him.
I thought of Will Ospreay.
Why do you want to put Will in there? Aww. Will's our friend.
Yeah, I know, but imagine his sweet innocence being spread around all the households.
Yeah, I think more people knowing that, like, Will's a nice boy is good.
Yeah.
Just a simple Essex lad who's dead good at wrestling.
Imagine him just doing flips off trees.
Yeah, you should put Havoc in there just to make everybody scared.
Like they don't need to be scared already.
More scared.
I'm sorry, I'm having to shuffle about.
It's all right, you just ruined the podcast.
Oh, let me piss in front again.
Yeah, but yeah. But yeah, I think it's really difficult because I don't know who I'd want to put in there because I hate the programme so much. I mean,
I could think of people who'd be entertaining.
Yeah.
But I can't think of anyone who, like, we'd hate.
Yeah. Will and Jimmy would be entertaining in there.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. I mean, it'd be difficult actually putting many wrestlers in there because most wrestlers are vegan.
Yeah.
And all of the tasks are not vegan. Mm-hmm. So you'd make it really difficult. Good question, though, Dangerous Dan. Next up, Simon Kane says, hope you two and Claudio are doing well. We're fine. He's all right. Couples come dine with me. The Smallmans versus the Haskins. Who wins?
Them.
I mean, a couples come dine with me has three couples on though, doesn't it? Couples come dine does. Like, so it'd have to be us and the Haskinses and another, like, wrestling related couple. And then who else do we know? Who else would we put on? Like Tony Storm and Chris Ridgeway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know Tony and you're friends with Tony. So, like, I mean, let's put it this way. Out of the two of us, only one of us can cook. And it ain't you, is it?
If everybody wants pot noodles, we're A-OK.
Sold. And I'm
a slab of toast.
And I'm an okay cook. I feel my portion control is wrong because my late mother used to give us so much food that I now do that and give. I made breakfast for our boy this morning and he had muesli. And I made him the biggest bowl of muesli you've ever seen, mixed a yogurt into it as well. And like halfway through, he was sitting there like buttons were popping off his jeans. Just like looking at me going, yeah, he was looking at me going, Dad, we've been here an hour. It's
so
muesli.
Just...
Yeah, it's powered by muesli. And also, I eat some stuff that that you find intolerable, like cold baked beans.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
It's because when I was a kid, my dad ate cold baked beans all the time. So
you make it sound like it's this beautiful vintage memory.
It is.
My dad eating cold baked beans.
It's a nearly 40-year-old fucking memory. It is a beautiful vintage memory. Big Bad Bob was eating some cold baked beans. Also, my mum used to make beans on toast in a weird way. Right, oh, so now, beans on toast for me. Beans on toast for me is 2 pieces of toast.
Yes.
The optimum amount of toast.
Right.
Right, 2 pieces of toast. One of them half-sized tins of beans.
Right.
Over the 2 pieces of toast.
I don't eat beans.
I know you don't, but that's...
So boring. Go on.
I mean, you should eat beans. You're a vegan. You're a vegan who doesn't like vegetables.
I know.
Your diet is very limited.
Look,
it's card.
I'm aware of this.
It's cardboard mainly.
Am I living on Skittles again?
Yes, you are. So, that's why our son's so big because he tasted the rainbow in your womb. Because you just ate Skittles, didn't you? So that's the optimal way of making beans on toast. My mum used to make beans on toast for me when I was a kid, like this. She would warm up a bowl of beans. She would then cut up toast into soldiers and then into little squares. So if you imagine a soldier then cut into three. Yeah, like... And then she'd put them in there and then she'd mix them all together.
So you had soggy bread in there in the end.
Yeah, and you don't like a wet bread or a wet cake, do you?
A wet cake can fuck off.
What do you feel about sponge fingers at the bottom of a trifle?
No, it's just... they're not meant to be liquid.
They're not liquid.
Well, they virtually are by that point. It's vile.
So anyway, Simon, to answer your question, we wouldn't be winning.
How did we get on wet cake?
We wouldn't be winning it. I imagine that. I imagine that Vicky and Mark would probably win.
Yeah.
Because you know, also we love Vicky and Mark dearly.
Mm-hmm.
They're two of our favourite humans, so that would be pretty cool. Mick Cooper. Says, hope you're all well and looking forward to both shows this weekend. And then his tweet got hijacked by a Let's Get Questionable Christmas Trivia thing. I love it when this happens. Somehow, those cunts have got... it's a bot, but they've got a blue tick. Ridiculous. So, we know you weren't intentionally doing this, Mick, unless you are a robot. I mean, if you were a robot, you'd probably be telling us to vote for Brexit and Donald Trump. So... it says, hope you're all well and looking forward to both shows this weekend. In the festive spirit, could you please recommend an underappreciated Christmas song that you both love? So, why don't you tell Mick why you won't be doing this?
I've not celebrated Christmas for, 10, 15 years.
You hate it, don't you?
Yeah. Now, a lot of very boring, miserable, grim reasons.
I was never a big fan of it, and the reason I was never a big fan of it was once I became a grown up and I had my daughter.
You didn't get Scalextrics anymore.
I didn't get Scalextrics anymore. I mean, now I can buy all the Scalextrics I want.
Cha-ching.
For the record, I can't buy all the Scalextrics I want.
House is full of it.
Because I've already got too much. I'm literally racing a car now. I've got a trigger in both hands. I'm just racing a Porsche. It's somewhere in the back garden. I've got that much Scalextrics. It's on my AstroTurf in my back garden. This is sarcasm, in case you're one of those people who don't get sarcasm. But yeah, when my daughter was born, like, Christmas all of a sudden became a sad thing for me because I'd only get to see her for like an hour on Christmas Day and it all sucked. And I gradually started really disliking Christmas. And then I met you and you told me you didn't really bother with it and I was like, sound. So we have a day when we buy each other presents that's roughly at some point in November.
Yeah.
This year you bought me some trainers and a Transformers t-shirt and Just Cause 4. And I bought you a DNA kit. We must stress, we're not trying to work out if our son's mine, which is how it always sounds. It's one of those things where you find out your ancestry. I bought you that, and you're getting tattooed tomorrow.
Yeah.
Getting both your knees tattooed in one day.
Oh, moron.
Because you're an absolute plank. And all you're going to do is complain. But luckily, I'm away all weekend doing shows, so I don't care.
I've got bosses instead.
Yeah, bosses will be here instead. just constantly just walking around going, everything hurts! Yeah, well, you shouldn't have got both knees tattooed then, you absolute gibbon.
I want them.
I know you want them doing.
Yeah, but if you...
Get a bear both... like Pete Dunne.
No. If you get them both done at the same time, it's getting them out of the way and done with. So you don't have the pain twice.
Okay, good. So I got you that, and did I get you anything else? I don't think I did. I think that was all I got you for random present day.
I think
so. And I got you some trainers for the gym because you were going in Doc Martens or something ridiculous. Because you don't believe in functional sportswear. You only believe in stuff. Oh, it's just such a problem.
I don't know how to explain my ways.
Your ways are daft, that's why. And the boy, he got a car transporter. So that's our Christmas done.
A real one.
With the exception, we are going to get him a couple of little presents for Christmas because he goes to nursery and he's starting to know that Christmas is a thing and we don't want him growing up being the weird kid who doesn't celebrate Christmas. So
I'm
we are.
With it.
I know you are, but we are going
to... Just the pecking that we're all getting from people, I just like...
Yeah. But also, like, we don't want him... We don't know him growing up thinking that, you know, Christmas is the time when he gets dead spoiled and stuff like that. So we're just going to...
Don't want him thinking we've got a chimney that somebody's coming down.
Well, he can clearly tell we haven't got a chimney. We're sat in the front room.
He doesn't know what a fucking chimney is. We could tell him one thing. Here's a question for you. Go, all right.
What's she going to look like with a chimney on her?
Like those little witch shoes just curled up at the toes.
What was that? What was that song about? What was she going to look like with a chimney on her? Also, who here has ever met someone who can't pronounce the word chimney?
Oh, those people. The Chimleys.
Chimberley. Oh, someone come down the Chimberley. It's like people who say Skellington.
Bless them.
Bless them. They're stupid. You're not stupid, dear listener, because you wouldn't say it like that. So, no, Christmas carol-wise, a Christmas song-wise, the only one I can think of is by Fenix TX, and that's their version of Feliz Navidad, which is obviously the Spanish Merry Christmas, I think. So,
If I could eliminate all Christmas songs forever, I would.
Who is playing Whamageddon, by the way? That's a thing this year.
What's that?
That is where you you try and avoid hearing Last Christmas by Wham until Christmas Day.
If only.
Yeah. Never go into a shop or put commercial radio on. So sorry, Mick. I mean, I hope you enjoy the shows this weekend if you come into them. I will be enjoying them very much. You might come to Manchester, you might not. You haven't made your mind up yet, have you?
No, we can't.
You can't?
No.
No, fine, screw you. missing a hell of a show. Really big shoe. Really, really big shoe. This is from the fantastically named Chimp in a Top Hat, who says, when is Justin Thunder Tiger debuting for Progress? Previous listeners will be aware that my wife is incredibly angry that the legendary wrestler Justin Thunder Liger is not just a spelling mistake and is called Justin Thunder Tiger.
Like it just got lost in translation a little bit.
But it really makes you angry though, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why. Sorry.
Is it the Liger bit? Is it the fact that you don't think Jushin is a name?
It isn't.
It's a Japanese name.
Oh, okay.
Did you not realise he was Japanese?
No. I don't know. I've never
seen I don't know. It's like you got possessed by a devil briefly then.
Seen him.
You know when people get knock on the head and all of a sudden they've got a new accent?
Oh, I used to hope my mum would get that.
What? You used to hope your mum got that. Right.
I'm so glad she doesn't know what a podcast is.
I'm going to tell her. So, there's nothing wrong with her accent, right?
No.
But just doesn't have the same accent as you.
No, she does. Well, she kind of does.
I mean, I don't really notice your accent anymore because I've lived with you for so long.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and you don't drink anymore, so you don't go full Scouse.
No.
Which is what happens to North Walians when they drink, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
Like, all of a sudden, you're calling people meths. You did do that.
Yes.
So would you like us to book Justin Thunder Tiger? How about we don't book Jushin Thunder Liger, but we actually find a wrestler, give him a mask and call him Justin Thunder Tiger at unboxing. Would you work for that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll work on it.
Thanks.
Joe Atherton. Lovely Joe. I love Joe. You met Joe, right? I think you met Joe.
Yeah.
Says, hi, Smallmans. Hope you're in Cloud.
He stood me once at a chicken shop.
That's did he?
A story for another time.
Good Lord. hi, Smallmans. Hope you and Claudio are well. Who are Mrs. Smallman's favourite wrestlers on the Progress roster? That's question one. So who are your favourite wrestlers on the Progress roster right now? I haven't been to Wembley recently, so you have slightly more appreciation of people because you fell out of it.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know the full roster at the moment.
But who do you like?
All of them. I don't think there's a bad one among them, really.
It's not a bad one among them?
No.
Oh, you should read the internet. There isn't a bad one among them, for the record. Who do you like? Come on, there's got to be people that stick out that you'd like. Oh, I would desperately like to watch that person more than the others. Not that anyone's bad, but who's the people that stick out?
I don't even get to see him wrestle, because most of the time, if I take Claudio, he's being a dick, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I don't get to watch a lot of it. Not a ref.
That is true.
Cars.
Yeah.
Pushing cars into...
That is true. Let's just say Brody King and be done with it because he's my best friend. Right. Sadly not a roster member. No. But congratulations, Brody, signing for Ring of Honor, as was reported. Like, good for you, dude, because you're my friend and I think you're great. And the second question is, have you ever given me any booking ideas or advice?
Don't know, have I?
No, you haven't. I don't think you have.
I tend to steer clear.
I don't think you have. It would be a little bit like me telling you what to do with your job, so we just tend to just keep it separate, don't we? But
just peep it over my shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. Laser them better. Laser their eyes. My wife lasers people, in case you wondered.
I just shoot people with laser guns.
She works in a Laser Quest in Warrington. She doesn't. There isn't a Laser Quest in Warrington. She goes mobile with Laser Quest. She's a professional laser tag player. She's none of these things. She lasers tattoos off. That's what she does.
I do.
Yeah, I don't think you ever have given me booking ideas or advice. Like, I will sometimes
run something by you and say, does this sound silly? Or
yeah, because sometimes it's nice to get your opinion as someone who's not as in the wrestling bubble as me.
Yeah.
So sometimes I will say, does this sound really dumb? And you'll say, yes, even if it doesn't, because you want to upset me.
Yeah.
So this is a question about the Welsh language.
I literally just poked myself
in the eye. My own eye. it's what Welsh does to me. How do you pronounce DEI in Welsh?
Well, I think his name's Di, but yeah, he spelled it differently.
Yeah, because I've had this conversation with Di slash Day.
Day
Di, Day Di before. Day or Di Owen? I'm gonna say Day Owen, but Di Owen either way. I know I've spoke to you before, mate. Says, has Mrs. Smallman taught Jim enough Welsh for me to greet him in my native language next time I see him? Basically, mate, if you talk to me in Welsh, there's some words I will recognise because Stacey talks to the boy in Welsh because she wants him to be bilingual. And I've lived here for long enough now to pick some words up. You try and make me say them, but we all know.
We did the longest place name the other night, didn't we?
Yeah, we did the longest place name the other night. I'm not doing it again. It takes too long.
What a jerk.
And like, I know what Yaki Da means. And
do you though?
Yeah. Borodar hello? Or that good goodbye? That's good morning. I know Nazdar is good night.
Because
mm-hmm. I say it to the boy, even I do that. I know smoothie-o is to iron your clothes, because it's funny. and I know S4C isn't pronounced S4C.
That's
Peder Egg. Peder Egg. It's named after ped eggs, the things that you sand your feet with. It's a weird language, because what will happen is we'll drive past the sign and I'll go, oh, look, that's how you say this. So let's say, so there's a place in North Wales called Llai,
yeah,
which is Llay. Which I now know how to pronounce,
yeah,
right? And I know it's Chlai, but we could go past that another day, and I go, "Oh, Chlai," and she'd go, "No, it's actually pronounced Gdunk." So I don't know.
Not true.
Like, if you listen to BBC Cymru, it is every song is "Kill the English,"
oh,
and I'm not even English; I'm of Welsh descent. But it does feel like I've only been one place in Wales where they were speaking Welsh, and that was, I did a gig in Caernarfon, which is just up the road from us. And I went into a chip shop there and they were all speaking Welsh. And when I walked in, it was like when a stranger walks in a Western.
Yeah.
And
I've had people refuse to serve me in a shop because I spoke in English.
Really?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Near Shell Island.
Ah. On the West Coast. So anyway, mate, I mean, come, give it a go. That makes it sound like we're going to have a fight. We're not going to have a fight. You're a lovely man. Yeah, come and chat to me in Welsh and let's see how far it goes. You can obviously speak to Eddie Dennis in Welsh because he speaks it.
Just say, doing hoffy coffee.
What's that?
I like coffee.
Good. I thought it was the lost coffee brother. Doing hoffy coffee. Mark, Joe and Gwyn Hoffey, the Coffee Brothers. Rhys Wynn says, "Hi, I hope you're both well. Jim is a massive gamer." That is true.
Sure is.
Not sure about Mrs. Smallman. She is not. No. Why aren't you into video games, Stace? Tell the world. Tell the real reason why you don't like video games.
Why?
Because you don't like it if you're not really good at something.
Yeah, I want to be instantly good at something.
See, there's no learning curve. You know the learning curve they put in video games? Doesn't count.
No. I want to be instantly good at something, and if I'm not, then the thing is clearly rubbish.
I'm done. So,
but I like watching you play them.
Yes, you do like watching me play them. At the minute, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah. It's slow.
It is a bit slow.
It's glacial. Okay if you like horses' asses.
I do like my horse's ass on it. My horse is called Graham, by the way. Some people, fantastic name Kevin Steed, after Kevin Steen, which I thought was very cool. I saw that one. Have you got a cool name for your horse on Red Dead Redemption? At Jim Smallman, # Tuesday Night Jaw, sometimes talks about wrestling. but the question is, what would it be your co-op game of choice? So not a game that we play in the co-op. Not a game we buy from the co-op,
okay.
But a game that we would cooperatively play together.
Well, I like Peggle, but you won't play with me anymore.
I won't play Peggle because I bought Peggle 2 and then you completed it when
I
went and did a gig. It'd probably be a puzzle game or something, wouldn't it? Like something like that, because you like puzzle games and stuff. I mean, the chances of Stace ever playing a first-person shooter, my house would be burned down within 5 minutes of you starting playing it, right? Yeah, because you just there's a lot of rage.
I don't think I ever told you, but once when you went out, I tried to play Grand Theft Auto on my own.
Did you?
I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know how to walk, so I just stopped.
I didn't know how to walk, which is literally moving the stick. Oh, God. And once you played in Edinburgh in 2015, when I was doing my girls up there, you... So I was living with my agent and my friend, Tony Jameson. And me and Tony would... I took my Xbox and me and Tony would play FIFA every night because we're nerds. And also it stopped Tony going out and drinking and it stopped me going out and eating a kebab. So that's what we did every night. We'd play FIFA. Now, one night I had a gig in Glasgow and Tony had a late night gig. So what happened is we... we basically got together. So you and Tony's wife, Hayley, got together and played FIFA, didn't you?
Yeah.
With Tony playing as Aston Villa... Which is Hayley playing as Aston Villa, which is Tony's team, and you playing as Leicester City, my team.
I did not do you proud.
You did not. So what did you tell? So tell me exactly, tell the listener exactly how you explained to me what had happened.
I think I said something along the lines of, was it 5?
5-1, yes.
No, it was 5-0. I said I lost 5-0, but one of those goals I did score myself. I was quite proud of that though.
Mm. Yes, one of the goals you scored yourself in your own net.
Yeah.
Embarrassment. so yeah, co-op games are going to be tricky, Reese, I'm honest. But some kind of puzzle game. I mean, I've got more chance of getting the 2-year-old to play a co-op game with me and do alright.
Yeah.
Because you're just full of rage. Full of rage. Borak. Hey, Borak. Says, describe both of your dream date nights. I think I speak for us both when I say it involves our son being ideally in a different country.
Aww.
No, actually, no, that's not true, because we went to Amsterdam without him once and we hated it, didn't we?
Yeah.
So...
Well, no, we didn't really.
No, we didn't hate it. We thought about him for a bit.
Yeah.
What is our dream date night? We've not had a date night in ages.
No. Maybe it would be going back to Amsterdam.
Yeah. We love Amsterdam, don't we?
Yeah.
Amsterdam's our favourite place in the world. So
it's so friendly, so beautiful.
Yeah, going around.
We should go in the summer though, really, instead. We always go when it's winter.
We always go near our wedding anniversary, don't we? Yeah. That's why. So, maybe going to Amsterdam.
It's quite an extravagant date.
But... It is an extravagant date, but let's be honest, we have roughly one date every 2 years at the minute. I mean, because I'm away a lot, and we have the boy, I mean... Recently, we've been watching like Stranger Things, which we hadn't watched.
Yeah,
and
we watched
it just
two episodes of that in a night, and that was like our date night.
Two episodes of that, just snuggled
phones
up on the
down.
Sofa.
Snuggled in.
I'm looking at our phones. That's what we like. Christopher says, "Has Mrs. S got her head round Jushin Thunder Liger's name?"
See
above. Adam says, "Non-family related." So obviously not the boy. "What is the better half?" That's you. "Most proud of you achieving?" That's me. So what are you most proud of me achieving?
Selling out completely.
Oh God.
Everything that you've done.
One of my favourite things that you've put on your Instagram is, which again is private, so don't go trying to add it.
You will fail.
Is when I got hired by NXT to work on NXT UK, you took a photo of me.
I was sat in bed doing paperwork. Yeah. While you were messaging Glenn.
Yeah, I was messaging Glenn and John to tell him about it. And yeah, that was really cool that you sort of captured that moment, because it was a big deal to me, because it's the job I wanted to do, you know, when I was a kid. So
basically your boyhood dream coming true, and it's amazing.
It's pretty cool. And, you know, as well, like, it meant a lot. I don't know whether you thought it was cool or not, but it meant a lot to me having you and the boy at Wembley. And I know a lot of fans noticed at Wembley, like, because we bought, you and Claudio came out, and we had some, because one of our friends was there, so we wanted to go and say hi to our friend Tom. But also, we wanted to take photos and stuff, and, you know, I've got some lovely photos of that day. And it would have felt weird not, I mean, we're sat in our front room where we have lots of skulls and stuff. We have a pretty cool front room that my wife has decorated. We have lots of skulls and stuff, and then we have two wrestling things. We have the poster for the Progress film, and we have the plaque I got given by Wembley Arena for having the best attended British wrestling show at Wembley Arena for over 30 years. So, like, they're the only... there's not loads of other wrestling stuff up on the walls and that, is there? But they're cool things to have.
Progress thing that a fan made for.
Oh, there's a cool knitted Progress thing that we've got as well, yeah. We've got a Don't Be a Dick thing in the bathroom as well.
Yeah.
That was made.
I spoke to the lady who did that.
You did speak to the lady. But yeah, it means a lot. Because, like, I know I'm away a lot, and I say this to you a lot. But certainly this year, I've done a lot of cool stuff this year. And I've also been away a lot this year. But you're cool with me being away because you know it's my dream, which means a lot to me that you're as supportive as you are. But equally, like, we met after, like, one Progress show. There'd been one.
Yeah.
And then you started coming, I think, either chapter 2 or 3 or 4, maybe.
I think it was.
And from that point onwards, like, I don't know if... It sounds really silly to say if Progress had been as much of a success and I'd be in the position I'm in now if I didn't have your support. So, you know, it always means a lot to me that you are proud of what I do and you don't just go, it's just a job, it's silly. You know how much time and effort I put into it, which means a lot to me.
If anything, it's less silly than your other job.
To be fair, like, I'm not a clown anymore.
Sorry.
And I'm home marginally more than I used to be. I'm away for longer periods now, but I'm home most weekends, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Something resembling a normal life.
Yeah.
When your normal life involves writing storylines for wrestlers.
Yeah.
So, you know. But no, I'm very. It's very pleasing that you're proud of me for achieving my little dream. This is a good one. This is from Shaggy Black. Says, "Who would win in a proper arm wrestling match between the two of you?" Now, we saw this question earlier on, and we're going to decide it now, live.
Okay.
Which arm were you using, left or right?
Right.
Right. You are right-handed, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So, right, put my phone down. We're going down on the floor. Talk everybody through this. That's my knees. Now, we've both been to the gym today, and we're both hurting already.
Yeah.
Stace already got her excuses in earlier, saying that bones were hurting and stuff like that. So,
that hypermobility syndrome.
Yeah, which just means I can just... Surely you should win this because you've got some kind of freakish advantage. Now, we're both lying down on our stomachs.
You're not. Get down.
I'm down now.
Your leg isn't. Put your leg down.
My leg's down. We're lying down on our stomachs. It's not the traditional Sylvester Stallone way of doing this.
Move that hand. Move that one. There you go.
Okay. Right. In 3, 2...
You're shaking.
I'm not shaking. 3, 2, 1. I'm just going to let her tire herself out.
Fuck. Ah!
Ah! Oh, she's freakishly strong.
Owie! Ah.
Well done.
Thanks.
All right. So the answer there was, I won.
These are just the noises of old people getting up now, aren't they?
Yeah. The arm wrestling match I did 3 minutes ago. So the answer is I won, but you pushed me close.
Let me just do
and it
door.
And it was a struggle.
Because
my wife's been going to the gym longer than me and is really strong. So yeah, good hustle.
Before that, snap men's necks.
Yes. Robert Brewster says, "Hi, I hope you both and the family are well. I'm going to be a first time dad in April. Any advice? You can still run." No, Robert. It's great. Sleep training. Talk about that. That's
the
thing.
You can't do that until the baby's at least a few months old.
But once the baby is a few months old,
6 months, I think.
Do sleep training.
Oh my god, yeah. like when. When you get pregnant, everyone's like, oh, a lovely newborn, you know, all they do is, you know, those first few months you'd be tired, but all they do is sleep and eat, it's okay. Why don't ours just cry then?
Yeah.
What?
Ours was a jerk for a long time.
A bit broken, I think.
I mean, I'll be honest, he went to bed at what, 8 o'clock, half eight tonight?
Yeah.
He'll wake up at hopefully half eight, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That's because you spent a long time sleep training him.
Yeah.
And no, now...
10 days.
And still a long time. It felt like... forever when you were doing
fucking,
it.
Yeah.
Look it up, it's not fun. But sleep training, once your kid is old enough to do sleep training, Robert, do sleep training.
Yeah.
Cry
it out doesn't work. No. It just feels a bit mean.
Be as, from a father's point of view, be as supportive as you possibly can towards the baby's mother.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can possibly do.
If she's sat and she's stuck underneath the baby, get her some biscuits.
Yeah. biscuits is your
biscuits.
Tip.
Just biscuits. That's my tip for most things.
Your biscuits, yeah. Yeah, just like...
And hobnobs if she's breastfeeding.
Really?
Oats help produce more milk.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, I don't think we had anyone... Like, obviously, my mum's not around anymore. My dad's... Mm. And my dad lives a long way away and wouldn't interfere anyway.
Yeah.
And your...
He only does that when it comes to tattoos.
Your... Only tattoos, yeah. Your family... don't really tell us what to do or interfere.
Yeah.
So I think it's we've never really had people going, oh, you should do it like this.
No.
But obviously, like, do things the way you want to do them. Don't feel you need to do stuff because your family's always done something a certain way or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no reason to do that, you know.
And
you're...
not one thing works for every single baby. Every baby is so different.
Also, this is another little tip for your own peace of mind. If a little baby, when it arrives, you know, ever has a snuffle or is a little bit poorly or something like that, just go to a health visitor or a doctor. Don't read up what all the symptoms on the internet might be, because you will never sleep
avoid
again.
Avoid mum's net.
Avoid mum's net. But yeah, all the best to you, Robert. Good dude. Simon Bath says, which member of the Progress roster would you each adopt if you had to give one a loving home? I would adopt Jimmy Havoc so I could just take care of him. I could play video games with him. Then I could play my co-op video games because Jimmy would live
in their
house.
Room,
I've told
just,
him he can just move
adopt
in.
Adopt him anyway.
Just move in, Jimmy. who would you adopt? Anyone you adopt?
Don't know.
I think we should choose a female wrestler to balance it because I've chosen a male one.
I don't know. This is tricky. It's a very serious thing, adoption.
It's not legally bound.
I don't know.
Just everyone, yeah.
None of them.
None of them, all of them.
It was my sister, because she's... I've never had experience of adopting, like, a pet or something, because I know this isn't that serious a question. I'm seeing too deeply into this.
Yeah, you are probably overthinking.
Continue.
I'm trying to think, wrestlers who've been to our house. who you've met. So a kid like us has been to our house twice.
See, if it was down to Carly, she'd adopt somebody like Paul Robinson, you know, like the bad boy of the bunch, and then she'd try and make him good. So she'd try and train Paul Robinson.
All of a sudden, he'd be wearing bow ties and bringing bunches of flowers to people, going,
yeah.
Bought you a bunch of flowers!
Just punching the heads off.
She would do that. Paul Ellett says, your wife gets to name one progress show. What does she call it? She's already named one progress show. You now actually technically named two. You named Very, Very, Very Breaky, 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 Bishy, Bishy, even though you didn't name that as such. You just found the phrase funny and said you should call that a progress, you call a progress show that. And you named arguably the best title progress show ever, which is When Men Throw Men at Men.
Yeah.
Which is how you describe wrestling.
Yeah.
And the bit that you enjoy most, which is When Men Throw Men at Men.
Yeah.
Have you got any other names sort of bubbling under that you want to use? Like, even because I know you keep a notepad in your phone of random shit that you and your sisters have said to each other.
Yeah.
Which
shall I look nosy at it?
And again, because your sister was here the other day, and I love your sisters dearly, but it, you know, when something's only funny to three people, this is the prime example of this. But then again, there's definitely been progress show names that we've chosen that have been stuff that is only funny to me, John and Glenn. So yeah. It works. So,
Potato Barbara.
Potato Barbara, okay. Give us like five cool examples and the listeners can just tweet the one that they like the most.
Okay.
Okay, so tweet at Jim Smallman, hashtag Tuesday Night Jaw, with your Mrs. Smallman show title that you like the most from a list of utterly pointless non sequiturs. Okay, go for it.
So yeah, Potato Barbara was my nephew.
Yeah.
Eyelash Cornrows was me and Boz's.
Eyelash Cornrows. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's up there with One Big Neck, with One Fat Neck with Sausage Hands.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Oh no. I've flatted my glasses into my hair.
I mean, that one's... I mean, if John had suggested that, that would have just happened.
That was Katie.
And his hair's not long enough. One more, go.
What do witches do when they stub their toes and cry? They're all dead. All the evidence is gone. That's because witches dissolve in water.
Good Lord.
I don't know.
Lee Price says, what is the one thing you hate about wrestling? What do you hate about wrestling? Forearms.
Yeah.
You hate forearms, didn't you?
They just don't look like they do anything.
Have you ever seen someone throw a forearm that you're like, that is acceptable?
Yeah, Hero.
Chris Hero, yeah. Pete Dunne throws a good one.
Yeah.
Regal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't enjoy them.
You really, they make you angry, don't they? And you also don't like people mouthing.
They just feel a bit like filler.
You don't like people mouthing stuff.
Yeah.
This is something you brought up the other day when we were watching something. If they're in the ring and the camera can't pick up what they're saying,
yeah, and there's music playing, and
noise, and they're just mouthing. They're obviously mouthing. Come on, then, if you want something, yeah. Around, and you hate that.
Well, yeah, because one, I can't understand what they're mouthing. I want to, just so I can be like, oh, it's still all bump.
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 Such
a mum word. I'm sorry.
What's the one thing I hate about wrestling? Occasional people who DM me calling me the Antichrist. I think they're my least favourite. It's true. We put a gate to hell in the back garden. I've driven a Scalectrix into it.
Yeah,
Jonathan Welsh. Hope you're Welsh, Jonathan. Says, what is a band you love that your partner hates? So, the band I love that my partner hates is Deftones.
Only me partner sounded weird.
My wife, Mema.
My wife.
I love Deftones. Stace hates them.
I just think he sounds like a whiny little bitch.
He does not. Chino's one of the
greatest. I'm gonna get so hated for that.
Chino's one of the greatest singers of all time.
Into a fly.
I hate you. Who do I hate that you love?
Oh, Broken Side.
Broken Side. They're fucking garbage. You like a lot of really... I mean, you're 5 years younger than me, right? Mm-hmm. So you like You like a lot
it's
of...
It's just noise to him.
It is. we don't share that much in common. Like, it's been cool this year because we both really like Idols.
Yeah.
And our son also really likes Idols. So it's the rare occasion where we actually listen to the same music. Because it's not that normal, is it? I mean, you're just a... You're just a slight new metal, goth-tinged new metal car, if I'm ever in your car.
Yeah, that or, I don't know,
or
Black
Eminem.
Keys. Or Eminem.
Your iPod is Marilyn Manson, Eminem.
Yeah.
Essentially, you're a moral panic from roughly 2001.
I know. It never resolved.
Black Keys, who you love. I don't mind Black Keys, they're fine.
Underscores as well.
I like a lot of stuff that you deem too shouty.
I just like to be able to sing along with the words.
But if we have like a regular mainstream radio station on in the car, you tend to know the words to every single song.
I know. That's all we did as kids. Just sat around listening to the radio. In my day.
In 1943.
There was an onion tied to our belt because it was fashion at the time. I keep coughing, it's really annoying me. I'm sorry.
It's alright. It could be worse. So I really hate broken. I didn't even know a broken side were until you made me listen to that shite. Awful.
Yeah.
My final question, and I'll check and just see if there's any more actually. This is from David O'Neill. Says, hiya, best way to start. Hiya. Says, if the missus was ever to become an on screen character a la Vicky Haskins, who on the roster would you manage? Who would you manage? Would you be good or bad if you were a character?
You'd totally want to be the wicked one, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think no one wants to be good. Like, I know when I go to wrestling schools, and people
would be good now because of the police. Like, if it was all hell broke loose and the police weren't around, I'd be out doing crimes.
I mean, you have told me on many an occasion that you want to buy a monster truck just so you can drive through people.
Yes. I think that's perfectly reasonable.
And having been a passenger with you in the car, where everyone around drives either too slow or too fast, there is literally...
Inconsistently.
No one ever drives at the correct speed apart from you.
Yeah.
It's very important to point that out. Including me, often driving you. You'll be like, slow down, the speed limit's 50. And then I'll be doing 70 on the motor and you'll be like, you're doing 95. Right, you need to make your mind up.
Both of those statements stand.
Yes. Yeah, I think.
Bye.
I don't know. I think maybe we'll turn you really villainous, and you can manage our new stable. Do not resuscitate. So,
okay.
Yeah, you'd be really evil and just go and just murder people.
Cool.
Literally kill people dead.
Can I get a cape?
Do you want a cape?
Yeah.
Okay. You can have a cape. What colour?
Black.
Black.
Like the night.
Anyway.
A cigarette with one of those cigarette holders.
That'll only work if we go to...
Can I be Cruella de Vil?
Yes, you can be Cruella de Vil. There is a character...
I don't want to kill actual animals.
I mean, it wouldn't fit in with being a vegan, would it?
No.
There's an indie worker in... And someone will tell me her name. There's an indie worker in America who's basically got a Cruella de Vil gimmick, and it's really cool. She might be even be here. I think she's in America. But yeah. Anyway, it's the end of our Q&A. Thanks for asking some questions to us.
Yeah.
I'd say, do you want to plug anything? But you're private on all social media for reasons of nutters. So just don't add you on social media. That would be the advice.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah. Don't look her up. Don't add her. I'm getting all overprotective and weird now. but this is at our own request.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Leave it, mate. It's not worth it. What should people do if they see you out and about, like with me, hanging out at a wrestling show or something? What should they do? Should they come up and should they bow to you? Should they give you some kind of salute?
Just flick the V's, but make the fingers really wide.
Yeah. So really, really wide V's.
Yeah.
Nice. Like the front cover of Kez.
I don't know what Kez is.
This is a really good reference if you know what it is. Of course you don't know what Kez is because you're younger than me. My plugs, everything on the Distraction Pieces Network, it's all great. Me on Twitter, at Jim Smallman. Me on Instagram, at Jim Smallman. Me on Facebook, don't bother with that anymore. But it's Jim Smallman Comedian. I'm doing some gigs next week in London.
Nice.
Come to them if you want. They'll be good. And obviously, progresswrestling.com, demand-progress.com. Watch that cool stuff. Watch NXT UK every Wednesday. And that's about it. Thanks for listening. Hopefully see you next week. Cheers.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.